There are many decisions in our lives we hope we are never forced to make. Of those, the choice between the life and death of a loved one may be the most feared. Well, Florida State University is here to help. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Watt. You are suffering from severe Alzheimer's and cannot recognize your family or surroundings when you contract a serious case of pneumonia. It can be cured with antibiotics, without which you will die in a few days. Doctors assure they can keep you comfortable for those days if you choose not to. Would you want the antibiotics? Not an easy question to answer, but an important one if you are Marshall Kapp.
What this question is getting to is, what are our most important values? Is it life itself, such that we want to preserve it as long as possible? Is comfort more important? Is quality of life most important? Each of us may answer those questions differently. And most of us really don't like to think about these questions.
Marshall Kapp is director of Florida State's Center for Innovative Collaboration in Medicine and Law. This question is straight out of a new booklet released by the center, entitled Making Medical Decisions for Someone Else, a Florida Handbook. The booklet is based on a template created by the American Bar Association's Commission on Law and Aging. Kapp added his own research on relevant Florida law and hopes it can help Floridians placed in this often overwhelming position. He says at its core, it is designed to help people address the toughest questions, most often the choice between life and death.
Our emphasis is on patient autonomy, empowering people to make their own decisions consistent with their own values and preferences. That's the ideal.
The booklet explains that under Florida law, there are many ways a person can communicate those wishes in formal documents. A living will or a power of attorney are a couple of examples. And of course, a person should address these issues with their family before a crisis occurs. But as they say, life moves at its own pace. These decisions can often come when you least expect them. For people placed in the role of having to make these decisions for someone else, Kapp says it's important to take the I out of the equation.
The next best thing in those situations is for a substitute decision maker to be making decisions for the patient consistent with what the patient would have wanted. That's the best way, short of the patient speaking up him or herself, to respect the patient's autonomy.
Easier said than done, and that's why the booklet and the questions it asks are so crucial.
Hopefully, a booklet like this will contribute to the education and information of the public and of the medical and legal professions so that the crisis mode of medical decision-making can be much reduced.
While these will never be easy decisions, Florida State University hopes to make them informed ones. You'll find a link to the booklet under this radio story at FSU.com. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.